Chaos, complete disorder and confusion. What in the hell is going on? When you pull a thread on an old piece of cloth, be prepared to watch the seams unravel and the form of the clothing break down. Liberalism and its god socialism, which is nothing more than modern day ball, have been pulling at the threads of America for some time. The seams are coming apart, and the form of our country is dissolving. What are the threads that held America together? Number one, faith in God. Number two, the Constitution. Number three, love of freedom. And number four, personal responsibility. The above question answers itself. It is hell that is going on. Satan has successfully entrenched himself in the hearts of many Americans. Satan is the author of confusion, which is just another word for chaos. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Matthew 7:26. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3:11. Western civilization brought mankind out of barbarity and paganism. It did this through the gospel of Christ Jesus. Satan is reinstituting barbarity and paganism, and so destroying Western civilization. The only way to stop chaos from reigning is to rebuke the devil. We must stop tolerating evil and call it for what it is. We must give no place to the devil. The spiritual warfare has a physical component. We're seeing the streets of major cities taken over by hoodlums under the influence of Satan. Our Constitution guarantees a government of, by, and for the people. The people must take care of the insurrectionists that bring the chaos. Christians need to understand that there are tares and there are swine among us. Not everyone will receive the truth. Those people are enemies of God and children of Satan. They must not be allowed to take dominion over the earth, which is the Lord's. We are the stewards of this earth until Christ returns. May we be faithful stewards and not unprofitable servants.